So this is how we show people how to use nonviolent communication within themselves. When we do something that we don't like, how first to mourn, to empathize with ourselves, the need of ours that wasn't met. And very often we'll have to do that by hearing through these judgments that we have been programmed to think in terms of. And in this way, we can make good use of our depression, guilt, and shame. Those feelings we can use as an alarm clock to wake us up to the fact that at this moment we're really not connected to life, life defined as being in touch with our needs. We're up in our head playing violent games with ourselves, calling ourselves names. So if we can learn how to empathically connect with the need of ours that didn't get met, and then look at the part of ourself that was trying to meet a need of ours to see what it was. Now, that part of ourself that did the act, it's often not easy to empathically connect with that need, because very often if we look inside and say, what was going on in me when I did that? Very often we say things to ourselves like, I had to do it, I had no choice. Well, that's never true. We always have a choice. We don't do anything we didn't choose to do. We chose to behave that way to meet a need. And so then we need to direct our attention to what need of mine was trying to be met. A very important part of nonviolent communication is this recognition of choice at every moment. At every moment we choose to do what we do. We don't do anything that isn't coming out of choice. And every choice we make is in the service of a need. Any living phenomenon, I would say that's true about. Whether it's a dog or a human being, every choice we make is in the service of a need. So that's how nonviolent communication works within us. We need to learn how to create peace within ourselves when there's a conflict between what we do and what we wish we had done. If we're going to be violent to ourselves, how are we going to contribute to creating a world of peace? Peace begins within us. But by saying that, I'm not saying that we have to get totally liberated from all of our inner violent learning before we look outside ourselves to the world and see how we can contribute to social change at a broader level. I'm saying we need to do these simultaneously. We need to be conscious of the work we need to do within ourselves if we're going to be effective in our social change work. And while we're doing that, we also need to look outside of ourselves to the changes we would like to see happen.